Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again for another OC Spotlight, the one show, the only show that shows you the most interesting people. We usually say in our community, this one's a little outreach for that here, but he's doing some stuff in our community. We're going to talk about all that. It's certainly of interest to our community. So I want to bring in our guest today here, very special guest from Utah, George Wright III. Did I get that right, Mr. Wright?
You did. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. We've had numerous conversations because I'm just amazed at what you've put together here. Let's see if I got the branding right. Is it the Authority Network? The Authority Branding?
The Authority Media Network, yeah.
Authority Media Network. I always wanted to get the media in there. Because you've done what many of us have dreamed of. You've married multiple mediums together here, podcasting and traditional print publications. Talk about the, then we'll get into your formula a little bit of how you're teaching brands to brand themselves or authorities to brand themselves as the authorities. But I just want fascinated how you combine these two mediums here, print publications like the ones you have behind you and the podcasts you do to support those.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking because I've been building global brands for 30 years now. I've done events all over the world for Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, everybody from the Duchess of York to Donald Trump to Joel Osteen. And so I've been a marketer.
That's
most of
a pretty
life.
Impressive list there, by the way. Yeah. Joel Osteen to the Duchess of York to Donald Trump here. Yeah.
One and I know you're not.
And I know you're not just saying that casually because I saw you got Donald Trump on one of the covers of your magazine a while ago here.
Yeah, I've always been a marketer, and I've always believed that when you build a personal brand, it can help you to expand your business in a legacy type of way, not just in marketing. And most of my life, I've done events all over the world. We've taught and built brands. What I've found recently, at least over the last few years, is the marketplace is just getting really crowded. Oh. It's really hard to get seen. It's hard to get visible. And so building a personal brand is really a way for you to cut through the noise, and it's becoming more applicable than ever. And I don't just mean AIs all over the place, so you never know who's real and who isn't. And so what I like to talk about is authority and authority brands, and that's why we put this together. And I've had a podcast for 7 years now, 1,200 episodes. It's in the top 50 of Apple called The Daily Mastermind. And so I've been in this podcasting world, but my partner owns about a dozen magazines, including Valiant CEO magazine. And we started to realize that the more you build authority, which authority is being featured and spotlighted and controlling the narrative of what your brand is, the more you can grow your business, attract opportunities, and just separate yourself from the competition. And so as I've done podcasting and my partner has these magazines with millions of readers, we felt we could combine those two to really help people grow their authority, and that spawned the Authority Media Network.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it doing this OC Talk Radio for 15 years. We're talk radio. I come out of real radio, so I'm used to talking, and podcasting seemed to be an extension of that, and then live streaming was like radio for us here. So we've combined what we thought were some different elements, but I'm always so frustrated, locally and nationally, when everybody gets pigeonholed. We do radio. We do television. We do magazines. Three different skills. You go to journalism school and learn how to write articles. You go to TV or broadcasting school and learn how to be on camera. And then radio was a whole other set of things. I started in college radio at the University of Michigan, spinning records and being a DJ. Those were always isolated. Now, today, if you want to be an authority, they're going to look at your YouTube channel. They're going to look at your Instagram pictures. They're going to look at your articles that you've written. It's a combined, you've got to have multimedia skills, it seems like, today to stick out.
Yeah, because look, it used to be about search engine optimization and keywords and things like that. But now when you go to Google, the first thing that comes to the top is AI. And so what's happening is whether it's search or whether it's social, it's not search engine optimization anymore. It's answer engine optimization. Mm. It's not social media. It's search media.
Can I use
what
that
you
one?
What have to be is everywhere.
Answer optimization. Boy, isn't that why we're going there? I want an answer. Yeah. I don't care if it's a YouTube or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why somebody that isn't known and doesn't have a brand that talks about a specific thing, AI finds them, why they can go viral.
Wow.
And why they can get seen, but only if they're omnipresent, like you said, in all these different areas.
I always say that's why Google has become the number one search engine, basically, because YouTube, because Google certainly always has been, but people go to YouTube now to find an answer. Show me how to change a tire. Show me the reviews of the local restaurant or something. My son-in-law, who's in his early 30s, anything we want to talk about. He goes to YouTube first and sees if there's a video or somebody talking about it. And I thought, this is crazy. I've never used that.
Well, because they want answers, right? They're not saying, I'm going to search marketing. They're searching, I need to build a brand. Where do I go? And there's videos about it.
Right.
And they get served up to you. And obviously, Google owns YouTube, so there's the connection.
And I'm dating myself, but I just remember the days of the Yellow Pages. I just want to know where the dentist is and what his features are and his hours are. I wanted to then go to your website and see your curriculum vitae and your background and whatever. Where did you go to school and stuff? It was all resumes. It was all just referrals. It was all just data. Now, I want an answer. Do you know how to work on this kind of crown on somebody my age or something?
Yeah. Plus, it's getting really advanced. In other words, they've said, they've done studies that have shown that you can ask AI or you can ask search these different questions on how to do this and how to do that, and it'll tell you exactly how to do it. In fact, some of the biggest minds in the world will tell you how to do it. Information isn't the key anymore. That's not what's valuable. It's how you use the information and it's application of the information that's important. And you only get that through questions and through. So that's why you have to get out there and really clearly help people to know. I always lead with controlling the narrative. It doesn't help to just be on stuff. Nobody remembers what you did on social media yesterday. And it doesn't help to be as seen on. You got to control the narrative. Who are you? What do you do? How do you do it? Why should people work with you? And being featured in media that's legacy, because that's the other thing. Remember, magazines, podcasts, and blogs, the reason they keep growing and growing is because they're legacy media.
Meaning,
social media,
meaning they
next
don't
week
go
disappears.
Away. Yeah, exactly.
They don't go away. They just keep building and searched and found.
That threw me for a loop when I started this podcasting, because I come out of traditional radio, and it went into the ether, and then just disappeared. And I hope somebody heard it. I hope somebody calls. But now we get calls, or I have people come and say, oh, my God, somebody just called me about a podcast I did 5 years ago. And I'm like, 5 years ago? I can't remember what we did 5 minutes ago here. I don't know if this stuff is going to live forever, but it sure has a longer shelf life than I'm used to here.
And it's an asset, right? It's not just like you used to be able to speak or do like let's say a postcard or a direct mail piece, and it gets thrown away. I was interviewing Grant Cardone the other day on our Franklin Planner podcast. I'm also the co-host there. And he said to me, he goes, man, this is an amazing interview. Let me know when it releases and I'll promote it. And I thought, like, how do you leverage podcasts? You leverage, right? And so you can leverage other brands, you can leverage other companies, you can leverage people you interview. So podcasting has just been such a huge thing.
And
I know
have,
you know this because you're you're an expert at it.
Well, I don't know if I'm the expert. I'm one of the old guard here. I'm one of the OGs that started this 15 years ago here when I couldn't figure out what it was. And we started live streaming it to mimic radio so people could predict when it was going to come on and come out. It wasn't just recording it and then when are we going to release it type of thing. We got an audience live, and then there's this audience later that lives on perhaps for years. But I always say to guests, when they come in, when it's all over, I say, no, what are you going to do with this? And they're like, what am I going to do with it? You're KABC. You're a radio station. Yeah, we're not. But they think of it that way. I got in front of your audience for a moment. I hope they respond. I hope somebody calls. And I'm like, but you've got an asset. You've got content in the magazine, the article that you write about them, and the podcast that you do with them. They can take that. Whether anybody hears your version, they can take it and use that to help tell their story.
Yeah, I tell people, I make a really clear distinction. Now, I'm a marketer, as I mentioned, but most people, I try to make sure they understand authority marketing is not PR and exposure. It's not being seen. It's a blueprint. And a blueprint means you need a strategy, and then you do it a certain way, and then you apply that strategy. And so authority marketing is not just a brand. You can have a great brand. If nobody knows about it, it means nothing.
Right.
You could get seen on a thing, and it doesn't matter. But when you have a plan, a blueprint, that's what authority marketing is. That's when you can really leverage it, but it also compounds over time. So if you have this legacy media, like you said, I've had people contact me from episodes I've done 5 years ago.
Yeah, crazy.
It compounds.
So I was a radio DJ, and then I was a publicist. Two things that are now dinosaurs. Nobody sits and spins records anymore. And publicists, I guess, is still around. I know they're still around. But that job has changed. It was just about get you on this cover, get you in this article, get you on the Tonight Show, get you in the New York Times, get you somewhere here. And you paid me to, not just for the contacts I had, but for the ability to hopefully get these people and pitch them and sell your story. But then it was on to the next one here.
Yeah.
We weren't trying to accumulate. Yes, if you did enough, it had accumulated, and there were a lot of stories about you. But there was no place to go and search. There was no archive called the internet that had all these stories listed on them. Talk about that. This stuff that you do, when you do it right, it lives on. So when people search for you, all this stuff pops up here.
Yeah, it's interesting because I tell people, I say, what your goal should be is to be the number one authority. And I always tell them, because, and it scares them a little when I say this, I say, you need to be the number one celebrity. And they go, I don't want to be a celebrity. Yeah. I say, no. You, every business owner, every person that has something to do wants to be the most well-known person to their market in their area for their product, period. That's what a celebrity really is. You don't care about the other stuff. But when you are known, and what that means is you're omnipresent. People know the local top commercial real estate person, the local top insurance agent. You need to be that authority because you don't want to have to work so hard. When you're an authority, you not only grow your business with leads and things, but you get you attract opportunities. And you separate yourself from the competition. When you're the authority, you're not one of 1,000 real estate reps.
Exactly.
You're not one of 100 painters. You are the person that people go to.
You're not any dentist. You're the dentist. You're not any realtor.
Yes.
You're the realtor in town.
Yeah.
You're the one at the center of the conversation. You're the one that everybody's talking about. You're the one that everybody's looking to for answers. And I think that's the key. You said it right there, answers.
Yeah.
I don't care if you've sold a million homes or one home, have you got the answer for my home? Have you got the answer for me? I don't care about all your stats and your statistics and your numbers. That's nice, but can you help me? And that's really the key question everybody's asking. So if you can somehow show that you're, sometimes they used to call it thought leader, or you say the brand authority, but somebody who sticks out not only as the best of the best, but the best for me. And that's always another distinction there. You might not be the biggest. You might not be fastest, cheapest, whatever, something else. But if you can address my problem, you're the guy for me. And you got to convince me before I call you. We used to do that. Talk about the old days. The old days, all it was just plaster your name. Call me. That's 1-800-CALL-ME. And I'll tell you, I can do it all. Just call me, and I'll tell you how. Now, I don't think people call unless they're already convinced you're the guy.
They say, and especially in marketing, people need to see and hear. So there's this acronym RIF, reach, impact, and frequency. When you have enough reach with enough impact and frequency, you become the authority. People really want, they need to know you more, and they get educated more before they make decisions. And you need to be seen multiple times. Otherwise, you're just one of many people. So I think that nowadays, though, it's actually easier to do that if you have a plan to be out there and be omnipresent. And you don't have to be so structured. You just have to interact, and you have to. Now, I do tell, like a lot of my clients, I tell them, give me an hour a week and you can get seen by a million people, because we have a strategic way of compounding that time, splitting it up and doing some things which we could always get into. But
let's get into that
strategic,
right.
It doesn't take more time and more money.
Let's get into that right now, because you've been hinting at it. I could riff forever on this new world of authority. You've got to stick out, and you've got to stick out as the answer man, or woman, the solution for that thing that they're searching for here. Talk through this authority plan.
I don't know
anybody's got a plan. They just randomly run around where they go.
Over time, we figured out what works and what doesn't, and then we found some other things that are involved in. Usually with my clients, I actually take them through a four-step formula. I could share that if you want.
Sure, real quickly.
Yeah, what we do is we always start with strategy. You've got to start first and foremost with strategy. What is your narrative? Who is your market? What's your message? Get really clear on your brand. Second, you build authority. See, most people just go out and get seen.
Right.
But you got to first have your strategy, then you go get authority, and that would be in podcasts, magazines, blogs, get omnipresent. Third, and this is a key thing, you add technology and automation, meaning we have processes that will take one interview and turn it into clips and reels and things. But more importantly, we add QR codes and keywords so we can track visibility. Imagine sending 1,000 postcards in the past, you have no idea what's going on. But now if you send 1,000 with a QR code, we could see who's reading it and scanning it. So you start with strategy, you go to authority, add technology and automation, and then fourth, distribution.
Right.
That's when you get it omnipresent through paid media, free media, in-house media, networking, things like this. So we take all of our clients through that. Now, podcasting just happens to be all four of those things wrapped up.
Right.
If you have a strategic conversation, you put it into a podcast, you then distribute it into magazines, podcasts, whatever, cut it up into reels, then you add some technology to track it, and you push it through paid ads or whatever, you can take an hour a week and turn it into a million views in no time.
Repurpose it, reuse it,
yep.
All that stuff. And I think that's where we've been bad. I've approached this as a broadcaster. You come in, we tell your story, whether you pay us to help you produce this like a radio station or whether you just come in and you're an interviewer, we're going to try and give you the best interview we can, like we're doing today here, hopefully. But I don't know enough about when it leaves my hands and it goes into their hands. Too often, I think they don't do anything with it. They waste that resource.
Most people won't. Because it's like life, right? Most people don't follow through. And I'll be honest with you, our process we've had to put in place, and this is easier now than ever with AI, there are automations. So when it comes to tech, I'll give you an example. Right now, when I take and do a podcast, my team automatically clips it into Reels, but I have a AI algorithm that will take any post I make on Facebook and automatically create an ad and push it out with $5 and drive it to 10 to 20,000 views. But I never have to do it. See, if you automate the process of clipping and cutting and promoting and things, then you don't have to do it. And it's never been easier. Let me say this. It's simpler. It's not easy. But if you automate the processes, that's when you get the leverage. And then that's also when you can spend your time doing what you do best. Most people are spending all their time making social and writing blogs and like all that stuff should be automated so you can do what you do best. And then you have a true blueprint.
And that's why so many people come in here and they're just, I don't know what to do with any of this stuff here. They might have an in-house team, a digital marketing person, usually somebody young that they hire who's going to post stuff on social media for them, or maybe a webmaster that puts stuff up and looks at, or maybe none of that, or maybe they have an outside agency, a PR firm if they're bigger or something that tries to do all this. But everybody's doing their one little piece of the puzzle here. And I don't see any strategy to what they're doing. Let's get it up here. Let's make sure it goes out there. Let's tag somebody over here. Yes, and more. But what is the purpose of this? Where is it going? How does one lead to another?
So they're not getting a result from it because of that. But they're also, I think a lot of people are feeling like it takes more time and more money. What should happen, the word I love is leverage. If you're not leveraging, it should take less time. You don't need a blogger and a social media person and that. If you, who's the best person to represent your brand, create some content, it should automatically, that content is your blog, that is your long form transcript, that is your podcast, that is your video, that is your clips. You don't need to spend more time, you need to spend less time and money on this, automate it, and spend more time and money on your business.
And that's the disconnect, because everybody says, hey, I'm real good at this, I'm a great realtor, I'm a great dentist, I've got a $1 billion company or whatever I've built up here. I don't have the time, I don't have the talent, maybe, I don't have the right team, and I certainly don't have the resources to do this. So I'm stunned how many big brands, we represent the City of Hope Hospital and some other things here, all of which do wonderful jobs telling the story, but I'm always amazed there's always more. They're always saying, what more can we do? How can we do this? And trying to find that formula has been a struggle for me too. I'm as fascinated as you are. One of the things I'm excited to tout is we're toying with the idea, you're up in Utah, although you do stuff all over the country here.
Everywhere.
We're down in Orange County here, and I don't think you had a lot of involvement in this market, and we're trying to find out some way that we can leverage your skills for those that want to take the content we create, the interviews we do, the stories we tell, and then find a way, because they always ask me, and I'm like, you're not paying me. I don't know. I don't do that. I don't necessarily know how to take it and promote it and build a strategy around it, but I get asked all the time here. And I'd like to refer you to them and see what kind of results we get here locally.
Yeah, and it's not final yet, but you and I have talked about doing a magazine in the OC market.
Yes.
I think, look, at the end of the day, I always make sure that people know pretty clearly what my passion is and what I like to do is grow businesses. The process I do to do that is authority marketing. But at the end of the day, most people are out doing PR, exposure, but they're not getting a result from it. It doesn't. Activity doesn't get you a result.
It's the illusion of activity.
Sales and revenue gets you results.
I always say it's the illusion of activity. I feel like we're doing lots of things. We've got a lot of things in motion here. Yeah. Why isn't more happening here? Because it's just, you're spinning your wheels. It's not, one doesn't lead to the next, lead to the next here.
You've got an amazing network and background and credibility, and I think you bring a lot to the people that you work with, and that's why I'm excited about our JV that we're going to be doing, because I think a lot of people can benefit from that and then leverage their, and when it really comes together as a network in the local market, it will synergize with other businesses. And so it's like this. I'll give you an example. If someone wanted to do a podcast with you and you brought them in as a guest, or you created a podcast for them.
Yeah, they hired us and we produce a podcast for them on a weekly basis or whatever it is.
Yeah, I had a guy who was a top insurance agent in our local market. And he's like, how do I get the word out? I go, well, you can go out and advertise all this. Or with a podcast, you could go interview the number one home builder, interview the guy that hangs all the Christmas lights, or interview the number one construction company. Not only do you now have great content and you're exposed, but you got their audience, their market, everybody sees it, and you're networking at the same time with big leaders, all by doing a single podcast in your studio.
Exactly.
And with the right plan, it'll become omnipresent. And next thing, you'll have sponsors, you'll have people wanting to be on your show,
exactly.
You'll have guests. Like I have 300 requests in my inbox I can't even get through.
I'll bet. Yeah.
You'll have opportunities, right?
You've taken this and leveraged it to a national level. We've just been focusing on local thing. Is it expensive? Is it hard to do? Give us some parameters
here.
What
look,
can
I
people
mean,
expect?
There's a lot of ways that you can go about this. The first is you could just do it yourself. Like I know many people that by themselves have just found a couple of online tools. There's some editing tools that will literally take your video and push it all out and do what you need to do. There's some online tools to do it yourself if you follow the right formula. Or you could hire a VA real inexpensively, or you can work with people like us and we can push it out. But it's not a very difficult process, but it depends on what your objective is.
Right.
Most people, the other thing they forget is that when you build a brand, it's a brand that is like an asset. A brand is an asset that will continue to pay out for you over and over. So you're investing your asset, but mm-hmm. there's no reason you can't get short-term results. And let's be honest, you got to do your business anyway. So if we're just capturing that, you're literally turning what you used to use as work into actual lead sales, revenue, prospecting, and everything at the same time. So it's the same activity if you follow the right blueprint.
And when you go to sell that business, that brand, that ephemeral thing, there's a value to it.
Yeah.
People are willing to pay for it. They know that restaurant. They know that company. They know you're known in the community. And there's a certain added value that brings to the whole, I don't know, the value of your business here. It's an
Correct.
Intangible asset, but it's a real asset.
And never, more than ever, a personal brand is an asset. It used to be like, look, we don't care if we're like super well-known on TikTok, but your brand is something that will help you. People don't understand. When you have an authority brand, or your people will buy from you sooner, they'll pay more money, and they'll stay longer because you're not just a person that does dentistry or homekeeping or whatever it is. You're the authority. So when people call me, I don't have to sell them on who I am. They know I have a top Apple podcast. They know we own magazines and things. So that authority helps you increase the speed of trust and conversion and average dollar and profit and everything. That brand is a huge multiplier on your business.
I'm old enough to remember the OJ case because it was such a big deal here in Los Angeles and everything here. And I had somebody who came in and they talked about his dream team. He put together the Johnny Cochran's of the world and those kind of people. And he brought in, and I think, didn't he bring in F. Lee Bailey and people like that? He brought some real heavyweight attorneys here.
Oh, yeah.
And the point they made is he's sitting in jail. He's facing life sentence for if he gets convicted here. He went out and said, get me the best. And at that moment, there was no debate. Could you do it for half price or could you do it? He's facing an important crisis and he needed the best. Now, I don't know if they got him off, so maybe they were the best. But somehow they had created perception through their past performance and through their publicity and through all the other vehicles that people talked about in the community here. Oh, those are the guys you got to get to. Don't you want to be that person? Don't you want to have that kind of authority? If you need the best, this is the one you got to go get here.
Absolutely. And look, Paul, there's some pretty cool stats I was just looking at the other day. 465 million people are listening to podcasts right now. Oh. And there's over a billion with a B hours of YouTube videos watched daily.
A daily. Oh my.
If you don't want to tap into that market, which is free, by the way, free, you're crazy. And so if you want to have that level of brand, like you were just talking about, believe me, if you don't think that influences people to buy and do business with you, network, then you're crazy.
Because it does for me.
It costs money.
It does for me. When I go look at, I call it the sniff test. When I go to find something, whether it's a plumber maybe not a plumber because maybe the water's pouring out. I just need the first one I can find or the first one that will get here. But for most things, I'm looking for somebody. I'm going out there to see, one, who's the best. And I don't know how I determine that, but I sniff around. I sniff and I smell the reviews. I look at Yelp. I look at their position on Google. I look at if they've got any videos or audio, I can hear them talk or see them. And I say, oh, I like that person. I believe the person. That's not for me. Whatever it is, I do this mysterious test and then I call them. We're used to the idea of just get your name out there and get the call. Then you can sell yourself. If you haven't sold yourself before they call, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize. So right now when you search Google, for example, the very top used to be like maps and things. Now it's AI, the AI answer. Right. They don't realize that what is AI used to rank? Because you could start a business tomorrow and be at the top of that. What they're looking for is different than in the past. They're looking for multi-platform, means you've got a video, an audio, a written. They're looking for third-party credibility. You got featured in a magazine. You got put on a deal. It's you can't just go out there and blast content.
Or did you put you on their site, as I understand the SEO algorithms. If they link to you and they're a big site, if the LA Times links to you or something.
Correct.
In the old
domain
days,
authority.
Domain authority now. So you all these things, they're judging. They're trying to decide who is the best person to answer this question.
Because that's what we want, right? If we're going to search, we don't want to have to, like, we don't want to have to do as much work anymore. But like you said, we will still look around. But when you have somebody pop up and that they were featured in magazines, they were on podcasts,
they did
have
a talk at this,
they feel more comfortable.
Exactly.
Right? You feel like they're more of authority. You'll do business with them.
That's
for sure.
The one for me. I'm fascinated to explore how we can develop your expertise on it's my. If I have any expertise, it's in this moment of how we create these conversations and push them out. Beyond that, they start to lose me. And I'm always frustrated because I think we do some great conversations with some great guests and we'd like to get more of an audience for them. So I'm as interested in your brand authority formula as everybody else is here. And I think everybody who comes on a show like this should at least explore how to take these assets and do more with them. All right.
I appreciate you having me, man. This has been a great conversation. I'm looking forward to a lot because people could have the best message in the world, but if nobody hears it, it ain't going to do you any good.
That's the truth. And it used to be if you just said it, people, the field of dreams, you build it and they will come. I don't know. They got to find you first.
Too crowded,
All right, give us the website and some information on how to reach you if anybody wants to start the process and learn more about what you do.
Yeah, listen, you can go to authoritymedianetwork.com. In fact, I set it up recently. You can go to authoritymedianetwork.com and right on there, you could get a free interview where we'll feature you in one of our magazines for free. So feel free to go do
free
that.
Free interview?
Then when
oh,
we do
my
that,
goodness.
We can get you a backlink to your website and build your domain authority. So
start the process right there for free just to give them a little taste of how it works here, huh?
Yeah, we love content.
All right. And then if they just want to read the magazines, you got some fascinating articles in there. So you've had some big gets and some big guests like Donald Trump on there. Is anybody embody, whether you think Trump's a great guy or not a great guy, does anybody embody branding better than Donald J. Trump? He just knows how to do it. It's how he built his business. It wasn't just the businesses he built, but the brand. Everybody wanted to have his name on the tie and his name on the hotel and his name on everything here. He got on a TV show and he turned that into maybe the most powerful person on the planet here. All I say, based on the power of his innate understanding
of branding. Good, bad, or indifferent. I learned that lesson a long time ago. Good, bad, or indifferent, all you want is visibility.
Yeah.
When you have visibility, you can then control the narrative. And make no mistake, that guy is on everything, everywhere.
And he controls the narrative every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day, good or bad, he's got people yelling at him or he's got people shouting, go get him. But he seems to be in the news and in control of the narrative. He gets that free attention. He controls what we're thinking about and talking about each and every day.
He controls the narrative, for sure.
He controls
whether
the narrative.
Whether we like it or not.
Exactly. So if we could take some of that, whether this is getting you mad or getting you excited, there are lessons to be learned from this. We live in a world where it's about controlling the narrative. It's about seeing as the building a brand that people recognize before you even walk in the room and seeing you as the authority, the answer person for their problem. If you can do that, boy, you've got magic. Here. Yeah. All right. One more time. How do they reach you?
AuthorityMediaNetwork.com. Best place to go. Or you can check me out on the Daily Mastermind on any platform.
All right. I've checked it out. You'd have some amazing guests. You certainly get a huge audience for it. And I look forward to working with you and seeing if we can take some of your skills and bring them to our Orange County audience and our Orange County community here.
Same. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. I hope you're as excited as I am about this whole idea, because it is more than just telling the story. It's more than just what we do, get you out and broadcast it to the world. It's about taking that and controlling the narrative, controlling the story. We can get the story out. Other people like these folks can help you sell the story. That's here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.